Right throughout the month of October is Bernie Shines, and on Mondays and Fridays we're updating what's been happening with the calendar, because there's 90 events over the course of the month. We've been chatting regularly to Jenny Cox, who's the Bernie City Council Tourism and Marketing Manager. Unfortunately, she's gone home crook today, but Russell Steers from the Marketing and Events Department of the Council is here to talk to me, and I'm pretty sure it's nothing to do with anything she ate during the weekend, was it, Russell?
Definitely not. Maybe.
Very pleased to hear that. Now, the weekend off went pretty well by the sound of it. I saw some photos in the paper today of the Bloom and Tulips Festival in Wynyard, and it looks like everyone had a great time over there.
By all accounts, it was a great day Saturday weather-wise anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, the kite flying had to be shifted from Sunday to Saturday, which was probably a good idea.
Yeah, it was a good move to make at the last minute. And we had about 25 kids rock up for a workshop.
Yep.
They each made a kite, and they all managed to get them in the air, believe it or not.
Oh, fantastic. It must have been really... And it was a free event too, so...
It was a free event, yeah.
A lot of these ones are, and we'll get to some of the things that are happening this week very shortly, but there was a fair concentration on flowers at the weekend with the Bloom and Tulips Festival. The Bernie Orchid Society Spring Show was on as well, and also the Cherry Blossom Celebration at the Emu Valley Rhododendron Gardens, and Jenny was describing that to me before on Friday about how beautiful the gardens are this time of the year.
Yeah, great time of year to go to the gardens.
Absolutely. Now, we've got a few things happening this week. It coincides with Seniors Week, which is really good, because one of the things was happening today, what's already happened this afternoon, that was the vintage rollers, which I the idea was that people were going to be taken out for a bit of a leisurely drive in veteran cars. So that's a fantastic idea. How'd that go?
By all accounts, it went really well. I've just been up there and set up a photo booth for them, ready for them to have some photos taken, and the cars look fabulous, and the people that were there, the restaurant was full of senior sits, and they look to be having a great time.
Terrific. So they're almost back from their drive, and luckily, because the rain's not too far away, I think, so...
They were sitting down to scones, jam and cream and tea.
Oh, beautiful. What a way to spend the afternoon. It is Seniors Week, as I mentioned, and there's also a Seniors Week lunch being held tomorrow at the Bernie Senior Citizens Club rooms. It's only $3, but you get a fair bit for your $3, apparently.
I reckon they usually get a good food for the Senior Citizens Club.
The Baltimore restaurant, this is what intrigues me. On Wednesday night, they're having an event which is called Cooks the Books. What's that about?
Cooks the Books? So it's nothing to do with finances or anything like that.
Okay, I'm pleased to hear it.
it's about taking a well-known author from in the culinary scene. So this event is based around Rick Stein's Fish and Shellfish book and Gabrielle Gaffé's Desserts book, and they're going to cook a menu based on those two books. It's a 6-course menu.
Wow. For,
I think good value, I think, at $85. Bookings are essential, though. You must book in for that particular event.
Okay, the number for the restaurant is 6432 3400.
Yep.
Drinks not included in the cost of that, but it sounds like a really nice way to spend a Wednesday evening. Also, if you don't want to do that on Wednesday, the Cradle Coast Orchestra are performing. They've got a concert on Wednesday.
They have, Cradle Coast Orchestra, magnificent little orchestra. Well worth a listen.
Okay, that's at the Cooey Memorial Hall.
Yep.
7:30 on Wednesday night. And if you want to be a little bit more involved than just listening and you want to participate, then Morning Melodies on Thursday might be the go.
Yeah, Morning Melodies. It's an event that's been going for quite a long time at the Bernie Arts and Function Centre. It's a free event again. So come along and get your lungs working.
Yep, that's from 10 till 12, and people can sing along and have a great day. Sounds like there's an awful lot on between now and Friday. Hopefully Jenny will be back on deck on Friday. If you're listening, Jenny, get well soon. We'll talk to either you or her on Friday and preview what's coming up in the weekend. Yes, people can get a copy of the program from the Bernie City Council, and also Bernie Shines has got its own dedicated website as well.
Yep, bernieshines.com.
Well, good on you, Russell. Thanks for your time this afternoon. I really appreciate it.